say that again.
If she wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
pattern?
Okay. And if you went in the store and maybe they had a new kind of cheese and they wanted you to try it, they'd offer you a free...
taste?
Or another word for that, a free...
nibble? Bite?
Okay. And what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
ink pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Hold a safety pin.
Okay. Do you pronounce those two words the same?
Ink pen, safety pin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about, you say soup that you buy usually comes in a can made out of... what, the kind of metal?
Oh, a tin can.
Okay. And a dime is worth...
a dime is worth... a dime?
Yeah, how much?
10 pennies.
Okay. Or no,
10 nickels. What?
You could say pennies, or you could say...
cents.
Okay. So a dime is worth...
10 cents.
And if you were going to go out in the winter, before you went out, you'd put on your...
coat.
Okay. So what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Coat and tie. Trousers. Pants.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would say. A suit.
And if you just bought it, it would be a brand...
brand new suit.
Huh?
Brand new suit.
Okay. And do you remember when they had the three-piece suit?
No. You mean with the vest?
Uh-huh.
No, not really.
Do you ever hear of an old-fashioned name for vest?
Yeah. What was it?
Do you ever hear it called a waistcoat?
Yeah, waistcoat. In fact, I've heard my grandmother use that a lot.
She did?
Yeah, waistcoat. Mm-hmm. Even now, I think she would term something like that that was a vest as a waistcoat.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe a blouse type thing.
What about something that a man would wear if he was working out around the barn or something? It comes up.
Overalls.
Okay. And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you tell someone, run into the house and...
get my coat.
And what it to me?
And bring it to me.
So you say, so then he...
he brought it to me.
And he'd say, here I have... what, your coat.
He would say,
yeah,
here I brought you your coat.
Okay. And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
it did fit.
It what perfectly? Last year the coat...
oh, it fit perfectly.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
full?
Or it makes them stick out. You say it makes them... do what?
Pooch. Oh, I don't know the term you want to hear. Stick out? That's not what you want to hear.
Do you ever hear bulge or bulge?
Yeah, but I rarely use the word. Bulge is the way I would use it if I did. If I would read it out loud, I would say bulge.
And you say, that shirt fit me until I washed it in it.
Shrunk.
Okay. Every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt won't.
Shrink.
And... could you get a little closer?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Rocking chair.
Oh,
hallway.
I'm sorry. You have this sort of trouble with everybody.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
dress up.
Okay. Would you say that about a man?
No, not really. I don't know why, though.
What would you say about a man? Does anything come to mind?
Dressed up would be what I would use, but I just don't remember using it that much with a man as I would a woman.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
primp.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about a man?
No. I don't know why, but they do.
Uh-huh. Does that sound sort of sissy or something to say?
I guess so.